you'll get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Rev up the engines. It's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. From race recaps, opinions, the biggest news stories, and more, we're ready to hit the racetrack. Time to go three wide. And now your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, episode 296. Eddie Greer III with you guys, hanging out here in Manhattan, Kansas. Not hanging out, but obviously live here in Manhattan, Kansas for this podcast all about the latest what's going on in racing, Cape World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. And yes, this is part two of the Memorial Day weekend rundown from last weekend as I'm sitting here recording this on Saturday, folks. June 4th, 2022, after another rain shower hits Manhattan, Kansas, a small one. I just got done finishing up with my morning run. Now, yes, I'm getting this knocked out because got quite a few things going on today, so I wanted to get home. Get this knocked out so I don't have to worry about it, because this will go out almost a half hour before green flag tomorrow of the Cup Series race when the green flag drops in St. Louis. So definitely doing things slightly a little different for the next couple weeks. Obviously, they're going to be, these podcasts going to be a little bit shorter than usual unless I get a special guest on this podcast, which I have one, or well, actually I have two on the books here. I just got to know when these recordings will take place. And obviously this podcast is approaching 300 episodes of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. So not trying to cheat to get there the quick way, but trying to change things up a little bit here. Obviously I've been super busy with my other podcast that's been taking off the last several months, the K-State podcast, also that's here in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, the university is located here in Manhattan, Kansas, so that's been taking off as well. So, yeah, this is a lot going on. We are truly right now. So, trying to shorten up the workload a little bit. I mean, this is my baby, so in my podcast baby, even though I know what I'm talking about. So, I wanted to shorten, steal the AKA lockdown podcast, if you will, try to do this around 30-ish minutes or so like that. So, this would be the perfect spot to do it with Memorial Day weekend, obviously, in part one, our full recap of the Coke 600. Go back and check, download that first, check that out. I'm not going to explain any of that to you. My thoughts are on that podcast, so definitely make sure before you listen to part two, go back and listen to part one of that right there. So yes, Indy Trucks Xfinity, literally going three wide right now on this podcast right now.
You're listening to the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
All right, so I'm going to start with the IndyCar Series first. They kicked off the biggest day, one of the biggest days in racing. Excuse me. I get this, wipe this stuff off my podcasting desk here. So we start off with the Indy 500. And Scott Dixon, once again, coming up short in this race here. And surprise, surprise, whatnot, Marcus Ericsson, your winner of the Indianapolis 500. Look. It seems like the last several years, Scott Dixon has had opportunity. I couldn't believe it. I thought Scott Dixon has won more than one Indy 500. I couldn't believe it. When I listened to, obviously, the telecast, which Danica Patrick, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Mike Tirico, down on the pit road. And I can't remember, one of my favorite, Lee Duffy, yes, Lee Duffy, he's one of my favorite favorites. I've said this before in this podcast. Lee Diffie is one of my favorite play-by-play announcers, if not right up in my top four, for sure, of motorsports announcers. But, yeah, you got to look at Scott Dixon. What in the world's going on there? And then, of course, listen to the Teardown this week. Jeff Gluck and Nate Ryan were recapping the Indy 500 race for their recap. And then, of course, Jordan Bianchi, Bob Pockrass on the Coke 600 side. But yeah, flipping back to that, Jeff and Nate were talking about Scott Dixon and the disappointment of not winning another Indy 500. I thought he won multiple, at least two, to my knowledge. But instead, the truth was he's only won one of these things. Damn. I mean, that just goes to show that you can't make any mistakes. Again, it goes back to, again, baseball, football, in these big game, big race situations, you have to be, especially towards the end. Mate, now, if Dixon's speeding on pit road happened earlier, you have a little bit more time to recover because you already have the fastest, if not the fastest, car at that racetrack. And it feels like he's had in the last several years. Obviously, Helio Castroneves won last year. What a moment that was for him there. Dixon, he had a fast car there. I'm pretty sure he had another fast car the year before that. And his circumstances took him out. And then that's just unfortunate. And I knew the way that he came in those pits. Uh-oh. He's in trouble here. You don't get caught speeding here, I'll be stunned. And then why not? He gets caught for speeding up pit road, really opened the floodgates there for the rest of this field here. So I kind of honestly feel bad for Scott Dixon. And then this is how many more chances you're gonna have at this thing. I mean, you gotta cap. I said this on my other podcast, my college podcast, K State podcast, about the the upcoming football season, right, for Kansas State, right? We have all this talent coming back. And added a few pieces, right? You have to take advantage while the window's open. It's just, it kind of, again, the Atlanta Braves. I keep referencing back to them. My baseball team, right? look, the Braves, they finally won. They finally, for the first time all year long, got to get this in here. Maybe by the time this podcast is out, maybe they'll win again tonight. But at the moment of this podcast, they've won for the first time all year long, right? 3-game winning streak. And we're in the beginning of June. So, I mean, and Alex Anthopoulos talked about, I mean, the talent's on this team. Talent speaks for itself. Well, the record tells the truth what you're doing, right? So this all circles back to Scott Dixon here a little bit in kind of a weird, I know I went the long way around with that analogy there. But you're talking about you got to capitalize on fast cars. And this in the sport of NASCAR and drag racing, IndyCar, whatever, you're at the mercy of not only you got to – oh, and again, I talked about this in my latest recording on my other podcast that you have to capitalize on the window of opportunity. You're all – I mean – baseball, you can control your own destiny. Football, same thing. Basketball, you control your own destiny, whether you win or lose. Racing is one of those things that you have to rely on your car, speed, handling. Your pit crew is the other thing, too. To on top of that, so that's two things meshed together. So everything has to gel together there. And if one side makes a mistake, you're going to lose anyway. If the pit crew screws up, you lose anyways, and we see it all the time in this sport, and the driver screwed it up here. Sorry, I'm not going to, I'm not going to pull punches here. Scott Dixon screwed up here. I want to say the other word, but I'm not going to say it. He screwed up here, and this is here late. You make that mistake early, you have plenty of time to recover. You make a mistake late with, and the announcer said it. I mean, you make a mistake then. Actually, it was them and the PRN people on the call, Mark Garrell on the call for the Coke 600, saying that Pat Patterson saying that you make a mistake now, you ain't getting it back. And looking at the finishing order, a lot of those folks at that top 10, the Coke 600 that I talked about in part one, a lot of those guys made a lot of mistakes, probably for the exception of maybe two, and still came back to win their, and still came back to get decent finishes, or in that case, win the race like Denny Hamlin. But yes, that's just unfortunate there to open the window. I think this guy, Marcus Ericsson, won the Nashville race last year. Again, I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure this guy came out of nowhere and won the race. I think he did last year. So, yeah, I mean, and then this whole stuff about points racing, that came up on my timeline. I don't understand the double point situation. I have to be honest with you guys, I don't understand this double points thing. Yes, the Indy 500 hat comes with its perks and whatnot. Yes, it's one of the bigger races, if not one of the top three biggest in all the world, right? So, and this is double points. And Paddle Award, he's sending in there into turn one and pulled right back out. You don't, and somebody said something about, I think his crew chief or whatever is talking about something about, you know, hey, we're, you know, big picture, we got a big point stay. Point stay, huh? This is the damn Indianapolis 500. I mean, yes, I see it from both sides, right? You sit it in there, you pull it back out. For concern, and then, if you don't go well, in this instance, Award didn't really go for it because he had a shot right there. I thought he was gonna send it in there and try to pull the move on Ericsson. Then, on the restart, right? And this race, and by the way, this race was red flag, thanks to Jimmy Johnson. He did not have a good race at all. I mean, all the good wishes and everything else. He had, like, speed in practice, apparently. He was on top of the charts, like, for four-lap average, something like that. I thought he was being more a factor than that. I'll be straight up honest. The finish at Texas, he finished, what, sixth at Texas there, which he owned that racetrack, too, where it was in the Cup Series. Multiple wins. Yeah, I thought he was going to be more much of a player. Yes, he was a rookie. I get it, but I thought he was at least going to contend for a better finish than that. Yeah, he was pretty much a non-factor. He brought out the red flag, which was nearly a game changer. Pretty much changed the game for this race there. And Ericsson was leading, had a big-ass lead. All that just went away there. And we all know what happened a couple years ago there. The Indianapolis 500 finished under caution. And the fans were irate. This time around in 2022, last weekend, the fans were... You can hear them. You can hear them through the TV screen. They were up cheering. And yeah. All this stuff. So, yeah, I applaud Indy, the officials, for not letting that thing finish under caution, at least this time around anyways, and get the finish that we deserve. Going back to Award real quick here, I mean, you don't know how many chances you're going to get at this thing. Paddle Award, I'm talking about. Right? So, I get it that you're concerned about the points picture and whatnot, but this is a freaking Indianapolis 500. The freaking Indianapolis 500, and you pull out right there. And that could pretty much cost you. That pretty much cost you the race there. So, that kind of did not sit well there, because you can't bank on being in the spot every year. For instance, Scott Dixon, perfect example. Fastest race car, speed on pit road late, cost you to win. What more than I need to say than that? So, I get you, double points. I don't get the whole double points thing. And when they do this for the Indianapolis 500 and the last race of the season, or they might do it again, and they might do this same format in another race too. I'm not sure about that. I know IndyCar's in Detroit this weekend, and yeah, Paddle Ward. I mean, he might go to sleep well with that move, but you get if you get back here next year, you're not a contender. You just got to wonder what if in that situation. I mean, I thought O'Ward was going to get Erickson on there, but all of a sudden he decided to pull out for whatever reason. So I mean, you're this is what the big you want to drink that milk. You want to kiss them bricks, and apparently O'Ward didn't want to have any of it. He pulled out and focused on the big picture points racing and whatnot. So yeah, I don't understand it. You're at the big race of the year. You see Erickson right in front of you. Everything set the stage for you to get him. The red flag. You close the gap on him. Automatically closes the gap on him. So you put the pressure on him, and Erickson was blocking like hell out there, which he did a fantastic job too. So give kudos to where it's due. I mean, Erickson earned that. But Ward, I thought he gave him early Christmas present there. I mean, pull out right there, and that basically was it. It was a wrap from there. So we'll see. 360 plus days from now, Pato O'Ward in a contender next year. Go back to or he doesn't be put in this position again to win. I'm pretty sure he will, but you never say never. You know, things can happen between now and then. So I mean, O'Ward finished second. Tony Kanaan, a past 500 winner, finished third. Felix Rosenquist finished fourth. And Alexander Rossi with a big top five there. He was pretty quiet all night long. I shouldn't say all night, all day long. He was running back into the top 10 late in his race there. He was in the top dozen all day long. So Rossi snuck in there with the top five finish. So Marcus Ericsson, your Indianapolis 500 winner last weekend.
You're listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Eddie Greer III, EG3, the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 right there. Okay, so we had a lot of driver conversations here between the trucks in the Xfinity series there. Nothing less than short to talk about here on episode 296, part 2. 3-1 NASCAR podcast this week, the Xfinity series, in it with a shower of sparks with Ross Chastain. As soon as I flip my other tablet over here, let's see. Yeah, Ross Chastain coming in this picture for Nice Motorsports, winner of this race right there. in it with some angry people, Ryan Preece and not Connor. Who am I talking about? Carson Hocevar. Right. So Hocevar still looking for his first ever NASCAR win. Right. I can't remember who was. No, this was a restart. This was a restart. Okay. Yeah. So much. Yeah. Again, so much has happened last weekend. I have to write some notes or go back deep into the memory bank. See what happens there. But yeah, this was a restart there, the last restart of the race. Priest, Hocevar, side by side. This was late in the race, two to go. And I don't blame Hocevar there in that situation. Now, Ryan Priest, I'm going to put you three wide for the week here on the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Really? Seriously? I mean, you're crying about, you know, getting put up in the wall a little bit. This is the last. What Carson was supposed to do? I have no idea. Just run on below the white line. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're both going for the win in that situation there. But I don't get Ryan Preece's comments there at all, saying don't do that, whatnot. I mean, you're actually doing the opposite, telling the opposite to the kid, to the young racers out here in the United States, not to race hard. You would have did the same thing. Now, come on, now you cannot sit up here and be two-faced. You just can't. I mean, I didn't understand it one bit at all in that spot. Yes, Ryan Preece is a Truck Series winner from last year. Go back to Nashville last year where he won that, and I was in a proponent for him getting a full truck series ride, because he seemed to be up in the mix every week, being super competitive, being up front. Obviously, he doesn't take crap from anybody, but in this situation here, Now, if this was like early or mid-race, then I can see it. But here, late, with two to go, you guys are both trying to get it, get after a little bit. And that was just a little contact there. I just didn't see a problem with that whatsoever there. But Ryan Preece, I think he's stepped over the line. I'm putting him three wide for the week here on this podcast. between part one and part two, I'll put you three wide, buddy. I don't know what that was there. And then Carson Hocevar basically taunted him on Twitter in the cup race there. That was funny. Seeing that little exchange. They made some exchanges on the old social media during that weekend there. So, of course, Carson Hocevar did own up to you don't have to own up to that. I mean, you're going for the win. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Give it to him? Hell no. You can't do that. you can't do that. You're making it way too easy for Ryan Preece, Grant Infinger, or a John Hunter Nemechek in that spot. You still try to go for it. So, in this situation here, I know some people call it desperate move. I don't see that at all there. Ryan Preece did respectfully finished 11th. Carson Hocevar ended up finishing 16th with that move. That Chase Briscoe, we're going to call it the Chase Briscoe move. Because we've seen that move twice from Chase Briscoe. And he's come up empty-handed. Even though, yes, he has that dominating win at Phoenix. Talking about the Briscoe in the Cup Series. But he's 0-2. We're trying to really go for the win there. In a high leverage situation there, but absolutely, I don't think Preece's comments will call for it in that spot. But I know you're pissed off that you did not win the race. Neither did Carson. He didn't win the race either. He was very just dejected. He looked like he was dejected, ready to cry a little bit. After the matter of fact is so in that situation, if that's Ross Chastain in that, which he won the race from fourth spot. There as well, Ross Chastain, and he was maybe a handful of laps away from sweeping the races last weekend in Charlotte. Chastain did take the win, did spoil the fun there, away from Grant Infinger. Another solid top 8-ish run for Infinger. Infinger seems to be coming alive here at the right time in the summer months here. Infinger finishing second, John Nemechek. Speaking of Nemechek, finished third, Christian Eckes fourth, and your points leader, Zane Smith, who's going to be running in the Cup Series race later on today. As you listen to this podcast, once it comes out, before the Cup Series race tomorrow, the Enjoy Illinois 300 for the Cup Series, Zane Smith, fifth last week in the Truck Series, and he will be taking the spot of Chris Buescher. Buescher tested for a positive COVID-19 there. It was very unfortunate there as well. So, hope speedy recovery to him as well. Here, let's switch gears to the regular season standings. Oh my, what a change of events this is. JH takes the lead away in the regular season point standings. Now, obviously, I'm recording this a couple of hours before the Truck Series takes center stage at Gateway later on this afternoon. So this could change, but right now, well, this will change when this part two rolls out on the grid tomorrow afternoon. John Nemechek right now up +7 on Ben Rhodes, defending series champ. Zane Smith is third, 25 back. Chandler Smith, 29 back. Stuart Friesen, 33 back. That is your top five right now. And all of a sudden, this thing has really gotten interesting a little bit now. At least from the regular season point standing side as well. So, So, the things will get a little spicy here as things heat up here in the summer months here as we enter in the beginning of June. So, this is going to be really interesting here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch this race today, at least for the trucks anyways. Here, at least I'm giving you information now. It's moot point because when this podcast rolls out, we're going to know who won this race. But it's the Toyota 200 coming up a little bit later on. And actually, I'm going to give you the top 10 right now who's going to start this race. Now, this definitely not going to how it's going to finish. But Corey Heim won the pole for this race. Zane Smith, he's on the front row for this thing. So he's getting plenty of track time. This weekend, Stuart Friesen, your Texas winner, starting third. Chandler Smith, Las Vegas winner, starts fourth. Christian Eck is fifth. Johnny Nemechek, sixth. Kobe Howard, starting seventh. Ty Macheski, eighth. Taylor Gray, ninth. Grant Emminger, your runner-up from last week, is starting in the 10th position there. So Corey Heim will lead the field the green, and when this episode comes out, we're going to know who won this race right there. We're going to step aside one more time here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast.
You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Junior Motorsports continues to put it down in the Xfinity Series. Josh Berry, another win for the 8 team. Josh Berry has become an all-around stud on these racetracks. Absolutely killed it in this race here. Killed it in a good way, not a bad way. Josh Berry started fourth, finished number one there in this race here. And here, there's another driver conversation here. After the race was over, Jeb Burton and Noah Gregson apparently had words of disinterest, if you will, there as well. Gregson basically saying, I ain't worried about that old young pup. I got races to win. Well, yet again, nothing new. Gregson always mixing it up with other drivers. He's not afraid to do that. It's here. Let's see. Just looking for where Gregson finished out here. Gregson did finish, top five. And Jeb Burton finished top dozen. He finished 12th. And apparently they had a run-in. I did not see this race, this Xfinity Series race last weekend, but apparently there was a run-in between the guys during the race there, and Jeb Burton didn't take exception to that. So he went after Noah Gregson there as the two of them were just walking back to the trailer hauler or something like that. There was a video of it, so it's there. It's out there. It's on the Twitter feed there as well. But yeah, another win for Junior Motorsports. Let me go back to my tab here real quick here. Let's see, one, I'm counting out loud, Charlotte, Darlington, Justin Allgaier, Josh Berry, one at Dover, Noah Gregson, Talladega, that is four wins right there in the books there. Gregson, five wins, Phoenix, working backwards. So, Junior Motorsports, up to the day, and again, they're re-racing in Portland for the first time, five wins to this point of the recording this podcast for Junior Motorsports. And they're going to have to deal with AJ Allmendinger today in Portland as the Xfinity Series will be making their debut up there. And I wish I had a little bit more time to talk about it, but I'm pretty sure I'll find more ways to do that. The Pacific Office Automation 147 later on this afternoon, that it will be on FS1. Again, this is kind of a really moot point on that. Everything gets kicked off with the Truck Series at 12:30 Central Time, and then as soon as that's done, obviously the Xfinity Series from Portland will follow. Portland International Raceway, folks, where as a prize pole winner is going to lead this thing to green here real quick. Anthony Alfredo, say what now? Yeah, Anthony Alfredo wins the pole for this race. Austin Hill will join him in the front row. Daniel Hemric, Sam Mayer, Jade Buford. How about that? Buford up in the top five will start there. Ty Gibbs, Sheldon Creed, Connor Mosack. Apparently is, I don't know who he is. That's the first time I heard of him. Justin Allgaier, and probably the favorite, AJ Allmendinger, will start 10th in this race later on this afternoon. And your recent last week's race winner, Josh Berry, you might ask where he's at. Again, this is going to change because once this podcast rolls out, we're going to know who won these races respectively. Josh Berry starts 19th on this road course here, which is, it's going to be scheduled 75 laps, Portland, Oregon. And I should be back to catch the rest of this. So I'm going to definitely get a look at it as well. Well, because I haven't had much time to look at Portland this week at all. So, Junior Motorsports looking to get another win they're going to have to go through a couple of surprises there. That's a surprise. That's a surprise to me. Anthony Alfredo. Are you serious? Are you joking? We're starting the poll there. Austin Hill. Start second. So, yeah. So, that's kind of a surprise there. Jade Buford. Say what now? Yeah, Jade Buford. Carter Mozak's probably a guy that's raced on this type of surface before. I probably say that. And he's in the 18 for Joe Gibbs Racing today as well. And real quick here, before I sign off here, obviously, this, obviously, the elephant in the room. Back to the Cup Series, Martin Truex Jr., my guy. Obviously, he's going to know something. Well, he told the media, and I'm probably going to tweet something out here today at some point about him. We all know Truex Nation. Shout out Truex Nation. Like I always say on this podcast. Things could, I mean, this is all leading up to something big. I mean, the way that, I mean, he hasn't won yet. That's probably added up to the frustration as well. Hasn't won yet. The speed is there, is getting there. Obviously, we've seen the speed for the last several weeks from this team. Really, from all Joe Gibbs Racing, for that matter, as well. And he says he'll make it find his finalist. He will know in a couple weeks his next move. I mean, he says, what? Let me pull up something here while I'm doing this for a second. The 3Y NASCAR podcast. Make sure you are subscribed. If you're not, you might want to get on that right now as I try to do two things at one time here. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He said something in the lines of this. Obviously, we've been talking about it. That, you know, hey, everything's in a matter of play here. There's been some comments here and there that, you know, if he ain't winning races, you know, why he ain't doing this, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, that's really unfortunate, but, I mean, I feel like it's coming. we're not going to know anything really official here until... Somebody made a comment here. Yeah, so, yeah, from Bob Pockris, yeah, he spoke to Truex. SiriusXM also was there. He said he thinks about this decision daily, whether he'll be back next year. He says MTJ within the next few weeks will have a definite answer about his next move. And, of course, the key teaming on here, he doesn't know. Well, already covered that there. And then to get it full back circle here, a lot of factors, including quality of life. We all know I don't have to go through, obviously, Sherry's adventure. We all know that, what she's been through for the last handful of years now with that situation. Financial implications are not a big factor in that decision, which is always nice. He said, yeah, like I said, no in a couple of weeks, so we will all know. So, I mean, this has been the elephant in the room. I know me and several others of Truex Nation have been talking about this, and this is going to get talked about even more now about it. So, to me, if this were to go down as his last season, I'll talk about it once his decision is final here. But where I'm leaning towards, I said it, and I'm going to say it here. I don't think the meter here that we're talking about, I don't think he's coming back. I mean, obviously, his little feud with James Small, you know, these guys are fighting over the radio. Cars ain't driving right. the speed's coming back to this team, to really all of Joe Gibbs Racing the last several weeks now, so... It's going to be really interesting. Martin Truex Jr. is yet to win here in 2022. And I made a tweet saying at least he's got to at least win one. He's got to at least win one. I mean, he can't go through a season without winning a race. I mean, you just can't. I mean, you just can't go out like that. So, at least he's got to win one more time. I know Martin MTJ's been in... has worked his way through numerous postseason appearances, including championship 4 appearances and what, 3 of 5 or 4 or 5 times, something like that. And won a championship, really should be a 3-peat, in my opinion. You guys know that. For those of you who've been listening to me for last several years, you've been following me for quite a while on the NASCAR podcast side of stuff. Yeah, at least win two championships. but, you know, pit crew issues, screwing up. I can go on and on about that. But, yeah, I mean, that's the big elephant in the room now. Whether Martin Truex Jr. comes back or not, I've said it on the show numerous times. I already got my next driver lined up, Bubba Wallace, that speed. Like I said, Toyota's getting that speed back. Bubba Wallace should have finished in the top five yet last week. But that didn't happen because of another malfunction, none of his own doing there. So, already got my next driver lined up. That's not an issue there whatsoever. So, stay tuned for the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast for sure on that note. I'll definitely talk about that once that decision is official for Martin there. And that's going to be big news. That is going to be big news. So, that definitely could open up a ride for a possible Ty Gibbs in that ride. Maybe I would take it a step back, even for maybe a Brandon Jones, possibly, can get in that ride. I mean, everybody's talking about Ty Gibbs, you know, being put in that situation, but Brandon Jones is no slouch either. So he won at Martinsville, talking about Brandon Jones. So there's a lot of options there. I know way ahead of ourselves here, but we'll see what the Martin Truex Jr. card plays out here, and we might know the answer by the end of June. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to wrap things up on another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast today. Appreciate y'all again. You're going to be seeing more of this coming up. I can go on for another 20 minutes, but I'm going to leave it right there for you guys. Enjoy the racing this weekend. This will be out before the green flag of the Enjoy Illinois 300. First time for the Cup Series. I think it's going to be a lot more interesting eyes on this thing, so we'll see what happens there. And good luck, obviously, to the Truck Series at Gateway later on this afternoon. And I think it's going to be chaos over there at Portland. So we'll see who gets the checkered flag there. For right now, that's going to wrap things up for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3.
Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast where podcasts are found. Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll catch you all in the next episode. Thank you for listening.